Hey there, teacher friends, future educators, and anyone passionate about the world of education. I'm your host, Lily Gaiman, and welcome to The Learning Curve. Since this is the first episode, I think it's only fair I kick us off with a quick introduction. My name is Lily, and this summer I will be graduating and heading up to Utah State University and majoring in elementary education. I love running, hiking, and visiting national parks. I have 6 amazing close friends. I live with my grandparents, and I'm so lucky to have all of them as my support system. My favorite color is blue, although I'm sure we can get into more detail later. So let's dive in. Today's episode is about alternate paths to becoming a teacher, specifically the rise of the teacher apprenticeship program and how it can affect the teacher shortage. You might already be familiar with apprenticeships. The apprenticeship model has been used in many careers to gain hands-on and paid on-site experience to obtain certification in that specific field. But as of recently, states are starting to apply this model to education. In fact, as of January of 2022, Tennessee implemented their own Grow Your Own program to bring this apprenticeship model to education. Many states observed Tennessee's results, and recently Utah followed their lead by introducing a similar program in 2024. So today we're breaking down how this program works, most importantly, whether they are actually a good long-term solution to the teacher shortage crisis. You may be wondering, why are these programs a hot topic now? The short answer I'll give you is COVID-19. The pandemic obviously led to change everywhere, not only disrupting student learning, but also taking a toll on teachers. Imagine juggling hybrid, online learning, bigger class sizes, receiving limited support from administration, and receiving no extra compensation for all the extra responsibilities you are now in charge of. According to the Economic Policy Institute, teachers earned 73.6 cents for every dollar that other professionals made in 2022, and that's where many teachers hit their breaking point. According to the American Association of Employment Education, it leads to more than 69% of surveyed school districts not having enough candidates to fill open positions. So obviously, a lot of empty positions were now filled by those either not qualified or were just left vacant. To combat this issue, they created the apprenticeship program. While this program might seem promising, today we are looking at reasons why it may not be the long-term fix education needs to solve this problem. One risk the teacher apprenticeship program is going to take is putting unprepared teachers in classrooms too soon. If you think about it, an unqualified teacher entering the classroom is just as risky as teachers not fulfilling the position initially. The teacher apprenticeship program shouldn't replace education classes directly as proposed, but orient it as another way to complete college-required student teaching. According to the Education Policy Analysis Archives, the performance of alternate route candidates was much more uneven than of trained teachers, anywhere from 2 to 16 times many were rated poor on each of the teaching factors evaluated. Unprepared teachers often can have weaker subject knowledge, poor lesson planning, low student engagement, poor classroom management, and the inability to accommodate diverse learners. These common issues in unprepared teachers overall leads to decreased student engagement, loss of instruction time, and increases more chances for confusion in subject matter. So what could be done to fix it? Targeting this program specifically for student teaching can help prepare students to take these benefits of the program and mesh it together with their academic knowledge to create not only more supported teachers, but input more qualified teachers into classrooms and help with the shortage. Second of all, it can create more stress on mentoring teachers. There has most likely been a time in your career where you have a student teacher in your class. This is not a new way that students learn and apply technical skills to the classroom through mentors. It can be done in internships, student teaching, and through observations. The difference is one student has 3 years of prior experience to bring to the table, while another brings 0, or possibly a year. Hosting a student teacher with 3 years of experience can now bring increased workload, potential disruptions to the regular routine, and now imagine that with someone with less experience. The National Library of Medicine suggests the prevalence of stress in teachers ranged from 8.3% to 87.1%. This model simply doesn't benefit mentors. It shouldn't be the teacher's job to do the training because they already have so much on their plates, such as teaching their class in the first place and teaching another person how to teach a class. Long term, it is not ideal to put this responsibility on current teachers that we are fighting to keep. Student teachers coming in with more experience may not completely diminish the stress, but significantly reduce the amount due to the prior academic knowledge. Finally, the teacher apprenticeship program can create funding issues in the future. The Economic Policy Institute explains school districts in general, but especially those in high poverty areas, are not spending enough to achieve national average test scores, which is an established benchmark for assessing adequacy. Public school performance heavily relies on local and state funding. Less funding usually equates to decreased student performance. This teacher apprenticeship program receives grants, although there are usually awards to districts that can financially support the program beyond the initial grant. For example, the government isn't going to give school that can sustain the grant because it will quote-unquote waste money. In an interview with Christina Guevara, an education specialist and registered apprenticeship program director, when asked about the drawbacks of the program, she said, "The drawbacks at this point of the program are a limited number of positions we have available. Our funding comes from the Department of Labor grant. These funds are fantastic to help launch a new program. However, they do not provide a sustainable source. Instead, they will go to schools with higher funding, where, yes, high-quality teachers matter, but isn't going to be where they're most needed. Long-term initial grants can wear down due to a tight education budget. Programs may be stretched out thinner, lose quality. A long-term solution could be found in collaborating with higher education to target this program to college students and implement it in tuition. The costs could eventually be waived by this grant money, covered by FAFSA or other government aid." Overall, a lot of good things can be said about the teacher apprenticeship program, such as it can diversify the education field, fill vacancies, and reduce teacher turnover. However, these programs aren't the only way diversity is celebrated in schools. A study done by the National Library of Medicine observed the percentage of teachers from historically disadvantaged racial backgrounds, American Indian, Black, Hispanic, Pacific Islander, and two or more races, increased from 18.3% in 2014 to 21.1% in 2022. And as of recently, schools have encouraged diversity through Spirit Weeks, multicultural fairs, having pen pals, and more experiences that promote diversity that can overall enrich a learning environment. The teacher apprenticeship program has a short-term impact on teacher turnover and filling those vacancies. Long-term, this may not be a solution due to the mismatch between training and job reality. While they may feel supported during training, the full responsibilities of being a teacher may lead to early burnout. There could also be a placement imbalance, where apprentices might produce teachers that are not in areas or subjects where they are needed. So while the number of teachers may increase, vacancies will still appear. From the Utah State Board of Education, the overall retention rate for professionally licensed educators is high, averaging 92%, and other non-professionals retain 78% after a singular year. While this may seem like a small percentage difference, from the Learning Policy Institute, larger districts can, on average, spend nearly $25,000 on replacing a departing teacher. That is for a singular teacher. Reducing that number even slightly can save districts so much money and help teacher retention and fill those vacancies by catering this apprenticeship to a long-term perspective. In conclusion, the teacher apprenticeship program is not a long-term solution to solving the teacher shortage due to its flaws when addressing student achievement, mentor teacher stress, and financial strain it may produce on school districts. Instead of it being offered to unspecified individuals, it should be used to compensate student teachers in college to better prepare them for the responsibilities of being a teacher, overall offering a long-term solution to the teacher shortage. Well, that concludes the latest hot topic of education. If you have any questions or comments, go ahead and leave a comment down below. And don't forget to tune in next week to The Learning Curve. This is your host, Lily Yeaman, signing off.